From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At least four Palestinians have been killed Saturday as a wave of stabbing attacks on Israelis continues. Two of the deaths occurred in and around Jerusalem and two others in the West Bank town of Hebron. A fifth Palestinian was shot after a third stabbing attack in Hebron, but authorities did not say if he lived or died. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The violence erupted a month ago at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to take over the Al-Aqsa compound. This Palestinian man on the street says the stabbings are a natural response to Israeli actions at Al-Aqsa. Israel categorically denies any attempt to change the status quo at the disputed holy place, says government spokesman Mark Regev.
Let's be clear here. This violence is rooted in an irrational hatred. Those mendacious allegations out there that somehow there's a threat to the Muslim holy sites on the Temple Mount. Now, this is baseless. This is ridiculous.
Israel has sent hundreds of police and troop reinforcements to its cities, but so far it has failed to quell the violence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A friendly fire airstrike from the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen killed at least 20 fighters and wounded 20 others on Saturday. The incident happened while coalition forces in pursuit of Shiite Houthi rebels in southern Yemen struck a pro-government military encampment. The fighters had just forced out the Houthis from the camp when the airstrikes hit. From Washington, this is VOA News.